Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for calling the UFCCM, listening in to the UFCCM Today Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, this is an absolutely wonderful day that we're having, and we're so excited to have teacher Margaret Tindall, who is the chair of our laity, National Laity Ministry throughout the UFCCM. So we're looking forward to an informational experience, as well as just a blessing of the Lord. So we're looking forward to, if you have any questions, those of you listening online, you can call in right now at 347-850-1405. So we're going to go ahead and pull in our host for the day, teacher Margaret Tindall. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, what a blessing to have you on today. And so sorry, you know, for just a little bit of delay, you know, that we had here. You know how this technology is sometimes. But we're so glad that you're here, you know, on today. And, you know, about a year or so ago, we did have a very wonderful conversation. And I just believe that it's coming into fruition, you know, right now, that this particular show of laity will be something that is a very useful tool for the UFCCM, not in this format, but in the formats that you will later talk about as far as going from jurisdictions to jurisdictions. So listen, again, we have our national chair of laity, and after this, if you have any questions, you know, or comments after the opening monologue, please call us at 347-850-1405. Well, listen, again, blessings to you, dear teacher Tindall. And if you can, we can just go ahead and with the airwaves and do what you do. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Bishop. First of all, I'd like to greet all of our listeners this morning and also to ask if you would mute your sound on your phone as you're listening in or on your computer. I give honor to God for the opportunity that he has provided and the technology that he has made available for us to use to share with you on this series of UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training broadcasts. First of all, let me start by saying that the Ministry of Laity Training was established by the founder of the UFCCM, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., who saw the importance and the need for training. The UFCCM vision, if you check our UFCCM International website, the vision is spelled out very clearly that we are to be the most needed, resourceful, and caring fellowship used by God. And our mission is to create opportunities for fellowship, training in the Word of God, and other activities designed to build, maintain, and sustain the vision of each individual UFCCM member, church, and ministry. So the Ministry of Laity Training is necessary for the UFCCM to live out its mission and to execute, and to execute its God-ordained mission. If we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, and I think that is a familiar passage of scripture for many. That scripture helps us to understand the importance of training, the importance of helping our folks to understand what God has for them. One of the highest goals of the Christian church is to prepare people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually. That scripture says and lets us know specifically that, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we are reaching for that highest goal in the church, to prepare people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up and edified. So the purpose of this broadcast series that we have started today is to make members and affiliates of the UFCCM more aware of the ministry of laity training, to help create some understanding of what the ministry of laity training has to offer you, what resources are available, and most importantly, what are the benefits to the laity? What is in it for the laity? You may be wondering, who are the UFCCM laity? By definition, if you are not a member of the clergy, then you are a member of the laity. Just as a little informational piece for you, laity comes from the word lay, which originates from the Greek word laikos, meaning of the people, and laos, meaning the people at large. So laity is distinguished from the clergy. As laity, we have an extremely important role in the church, and most particularly in the UFCCM. We are subordinate to the clergy in the work of the church, and the laity is to represent Christ and his church in our daily walk, to bear witness of and to him wherever we may be, and according to the gifts that God has given us, to carry out the work of winning souls, and also to participate in the life, worship, and governance of the church. In light of these roles, as you can see, there is a definite need for training the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. So while there is definite training designed and intended for the UFCCM laity, there is also a training program for the clergy. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you. The objective of the Ministry of Laity Training is to identify areas where laity training is needed and to provide a thorough and comprehensive Christian education and training program for UFCCM laity. And let me just say, when we talk about a comprehensive and thorough training program, we are talking about the fact that we need to look at the whole person. We need to make sure that our laity members are well-versed and well-trained in the Word of God, and most importantly, how to absorb and make that Word personal in their lives and apply it to their lives and exemplify it in their everyday walk. So we are ministering to the specific needs of the whole individual. The commitment of the Ministry of Laity Training is to increase and enhance the knowledge and understanding of God's Word and its applications for daily living and daily interactions. We all have interactions in our homes, on our jobs. Everywhere we go, we interact with other individuals. And while we are in the world, we are not of the world. And as such, we need to have a good understanding of the Christian principles that God has laid out in His Word and to be able to apply them as we walk daily, as we interact with others. The UFCCM website, if you have had a chance to take a look at that, and I do encourage you either during this broadcast or afterwards to take a look at the Ministry of Laity Training. There are several pages of information that speak to this ministry and its objectives and its commitment. The website will also provide for you, for your observation, a listing of workshops and seminars and programs that are currently available to the UFCCM. And when you take a look at that, you will see that many of these seminars and workshops are geared to practical, everyday living and everyday situations that occur in our homes, in our churches, and in our interaction with others. The other day I had an opportunity to speak to Sister Janae Robinson, who, and I hope she won't mind me mentioning her name, but who mentioned that she is now a newly appointed church secretary. And so what can we do to help those in the church who have specific assigned tasks and works to do those more effectively? And if you look at that list of courses and workshops and seminars that we have, there are seminars on such things as instructional techniques for Sunday school teachers. There's a whole curriculum that I have developed for new members training. There are seminars on church protocol, human relations in the church, and in our daily walk. How many of us have dealt on our jobs with people that are difficult or that are hard to get along with? So there's a seminar on what God's Word teaches us and helps us to execute in terms of dealing with and communicating with different people. Over the years, we have presented a number of seminars at the various UFCCM conferences. And so this is an expansion of those brief seminars into learning events and activities that will benefit all members of the UFCCM. So how is this executed? Well, we are going to be doing these periodic broadcasts. I would like you to know that during these broadcasts, we will be providing many seminars. They will only scratch the surface, and they will be brief in scope, and they will be primarily informational, because the most effective way to learn is to be actively engaged. And that leads us to the next level of training, which we would like to have the UFCCM move into, which are jurisdictional training sessions. Sessions where jurisdictions would gather and bring their laity together, and then we would have the opportunity to present workshops. And a workshop means you work, you learn, you're actively engaged, so that what you learn becomes a part of you, and when you leave, you have something to take with you that can be applied to your life, to your situation. These seminars, these jurisdictional training sessions, I should say, will be by invitation of the jurisdictional bishop. We have in place a method to work with jurisdictional bishops to do a needs assessment, where we receive input from the bishop and his designees on his jurisdiction as to in what areas are training needed? What do people need to know? What do people need to understand and know how to do as it relates to their work in the body of Christ? And based on that information, we can then design and tailor specific training to meet the specific needs of the individuals on that jurisdiction. We're all unique, and all of us don't necessarily need the same thing. And we want to be relevant, we want to be timely, and we want to make sure that the laity in the UFCCM receives specific training and information that they need in order to reach what God has for them in their lives. The intention of the Ministry of Laity Training is not for me as the coordinator of laity training to do all of the training, but we plan to use national resources. There are many, many people at the national level within the USCCM who have a wide variety of experience in the church, in church activities, in church structure and organization, who we can bring in to assist. For example, Sister Robinson's request about how to be a church secretary. We have skilled and experienced church secretaries. We have a secretariat that is staffed with individuals who have these skills, and hopefully we will be able to bring them in to share their knowledge and to provide the necessary assistance that may be needed. There are local people within the jurisdictions who have expertise. So as a part of that assessment, we want to find out who those individuals are. What knowledge and expertise in church work do they have that we can then bring in to be a part of these jurisdictional training sessions? Also, there are outside resources that are not necessarily members of the USCCM, but of whom we have personal knowledge and experience who can bring in their perspective and information that they have to assist in developing the USCCM laity. So there is much work to be done. We expect that as a result of these broadcasts that we will create a greater level of interest in laity training, thirst for knowledge and understanding within the USCCM will take hold, so that more and more people will seek to know and seek to understand. Proverbs 18, verse 14 tells us that the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. And the Ministry of Laity Training is all about developing, sharing, providing resources and tools that can be of use and of service to the laity within the USCCM. And looking at some of the other seminars and workshops that we have developed, there is there's a series on public speaking skills. How many times have we seen individuals who've been called upon to address the congregation or speak and who seem to say, I wish I was more adept at this? Of course, we know that if you are operating under the Spirit of God, He will give you what to say and how to say it. But there are other specific techniques, if you are leaders of committees and leaders of programs, that we can assist you with to hone and develop your already God-given skills. One of the interesting workshops that we had listed is How to Raise Virtuous Daughters seminar. This goes to the world in which we live today, in which skills and resources and techniques are needed to share with our young women and even with our young men to help them understand what the Word of God says and how God's will can be how God's word, I should say, can be applied to their lives. We are engaged in a serious battle with the world right now. with the things of the world, and we want to do all that we can to assist and help our young people, as well as our lay members, to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, to understand what it means to put on the whole armor of God and to operate within that context and within that framework. If you want to contact me for more information, for suggestions, or anything that pertains to the laity training, my contact information is on the UFCCM website. You may reach me at area code 704-992-9510. Again, that's 704-992-9510. At this point, I would like to entertain questions or comments or requests. Well, if you have no questions or comments.
Teacher Tyndall, this is absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, what a blessing it is to have these type of resources. We have several people on the line. Now, I did not take any of them into the screening room so that we could actually ask. But I'm just going to bring in different individuals in one by one on the line. If you have a question or a comment, you can pose that. Right now, those of you that are listening via the UFCCM website or via the Uber conference, you can also call 347-850-1405 and call in with your comment or your question. So we're just going to go to a caller. We have a caller at area code 414-517. Caller, do you have a question or comment for Teacher Tyndall regarding church laity? Caller, your number, you're calling from 414, and the first three numbers is 517. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello, good morning, Bishop Haywood. This is Elder Nicole Strong.
Well, blessings, Elder Nicole Strong.
Hi there. Hi, Teacher Tyndall. Thank you so much.
How are you, Elder Strong?
I am well, thank you. I find it very, very interesting and fascinating to have these resources to us, and I actually think it would be a very, very good idea to present it in the Midwest jurisdiction also as training for us.
Well, I would love to see that happen, Elder Strong. And as I said, one of our big goals is to start these jurisdictional training sessions that we can then go to each jurisdiction or the jurisdiction that requests us to come so that we can help them to build their jurisdiction and build the knowledge and understanding base of their laity.
Yes, yes. And that sounds
Amen.
Great.
Well, maybe we get a little
So I'm waiting.
Break in
I'm waiting for invitations. So let me know when you're ready.
Amen. We will do.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll get a little praise break for just a second, you know, and on that, because I'm convinced this is praise worthy. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we have caller at 443-415. You're 443-415. Do you have a question or comment for Teacher Tyndall of the National Laity?
Yes, this is Overseer Tyndall. I was wondering, when you go to the different jurisdictions, is there a particular honorarium or fee set aside for that, or what do we do in order to bring you to our jurisdiction?
Thank you, Elder Tyndall, Overseer Tyndall, who also happens to be my pastor. That question. May I ask if whoever has their phone on, if you could put it on mute, please,
yes,
so that
please.
We can hear properly. We'd appreciate it. Overseer Tindall, I often say this. If I were a very, very wealthy person, I would just come and go to all these jurisdictions and pay for it and not expect anything from the jurisdiction. However, the reality is that that is not the case. And the expectation is that there would need to be provisions made for travel, accommodations, as well as an honorarium for the services that I would provide, because they include preparation of handouts, materials, training aids, and none of those things are free. So while ideally it would be wonderful if we had a funding mechanism set aside to fund this, the reality is it would be incumbent upon the jurisdiction or the church or the province or whatever that invites me and or the team to come to fund our expenses.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to ask that question.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Overseer Tindall. You know, Teacher Tindall, what's interesting is that we have actually have quite a few people, but only a few of the brave ones are actually seeking to be a call-in. So what we'll do is we only have about 4 minutes left, unfortunately. We'll take one more, maybe two more quick calls. Caller at 256-9295. Are you there?
Yes, this is Bishop Kramer. Thank you for that presentation, Teacher Tindall, and I just want to comment on the fact of how important I think it is that we are gaining a laity training program, because for far too long the laity has just been a part of the church and hasn't really been given anything to do other than to show up for services. And I think it's important that each member of the church have something to do that contributes to the life and the function of the body. And I'm thankful for you and for what you're offering.
Bishop Kramer, thank you so much for your call-in and your comments. And you are so correct, because you know one of the things we need to remember is that the pastor in the church cannot do it all alone. And
amen.
That really then creates an even greater need for the viability of the laity. So thank you so much for those comments.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Well, we'll take one more call. We have just a couple minutes. We will take one more call, and we have a caller, let's see here, 443, another 443 area code, 41575. Are you there, caller? Okay, caller at 215-266. Are you there? Caller at 215-266. Are you there? Well, Teacher Tindall, it looks like we have some very shy callers. So what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and we'll wrap up. What are your final thoughts today, Teacher Tindall?
Finally, my final thoughts are this. I'm so thrilled that God has opened this door. I thank God for Bishop Haywood and his expertise in the technology of making this possible. I'm just thrilled at the number of callers and listeners that lets me know that there is a need for what we have to offer. Thank you all, and God bless.
I think that's it.